Did you see that Jeff Bezos is buying MGM?
I think that to me is hilarious, because when you look at businesses that size, like MGM, pretty big movie company, but somebody like Apple or Amazon has that money laying around, probably in their, you know, Pepsi machines downstairs. It's nothing for them to spend $9 billion on a company. It's like, it's a write-off at that point.
$8.45 billion. You got it. Almost $9 million. That's right.
Yeah.
So now that Jeff Bezos and Amazon have bought MGM, what do they own? They own the 007 franchise.
Okay.
They own iconic movies like Thelma and Louise and Rocky, RoboCop, Moonstruck, Poltergeist, Raging Bull, Tomb Raider. They own 4,000 movies and over 17,000 TV shows, which include The Handmaid's Tale, Fargo, and Vikings. But then there's certain like little caveats. Like, okay, MGM had The Wizard of Oz, Singing in the Rain, and Gone with the Wind, but Ted Turner bought those years ago. So Jeff Bezos does not get to own them. Mm-hmm. Ted Turner still has those. The people who own the James Bond name and the movies, they own the final say. So they're still going to release James Bond movies in the theaters. And then afterwards, when it goes to, it won't go to Netflix, it'll go to Amazon, it'll go to Prime. Mm-hmm. That'll only be difference. But that is not the big news of this. Here's the big news. The big news is that MGM, of all the TV shows they own The Apprentice, Celebrity Apprentice, The Apprentice.
No.
They own all the Mark Burnett stuff.
Oh, no.
Okay, Survivor, all of it. That means the famous The Apprentice tapes are now in Jeff Bezos' hands.
Oh, no.
If you don't know what The Apprentice tapes are, let me enlighten you. They were brought to light by, of all people, Tom Arnold. So take that with a grain of salt. But I have friends that have worked on the show that have said that this might not be alleged. This could potentially be confirmed. While Donald Trump was filming The Apprentice, there are many outtakes that were made into a tape. And as somebody who has worked on many television shows, I have seen they put together blooper reels.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything untoward, they put it together. They hide it. They keep it. They think it's funny. They have an entire, I guess, outtake reel where Trump freely uses the N-word.
No.
Freely uses the C word.
No.
Calls his own son, Eric Trump, the R word.
No.
And now, while it has not been confirmed that these tapes even exist, a lot of people from The Apprentice and Tom Arnold and other people, the Celebrity Apprentice, are saying, oh, they definitely exist. They witness this stuff themselves. Bezos hates Trump. So the question is he going to release these? Do they exist?
On Amazon Prime, where everybody can see it.
Right. Do they exist, and is he going to release them? And if he does, if he releases those on Amazon Prime, if he thinks he's making money now, people that never had Amazon Prime will suddenly ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everybody will have Prime.
Well, I think everybody has Prime anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know one person that doesn't have Prime.
Right, it's true.
It's something that just you get.
Right.
It's something they just take out of your bank account once a year. I can't imagine everything they own now. They probably own buildings and buildings and buildings of film, all this stuff they can put on Prime and make 10 times the money that they paid for it.
Yeah, it's weird because Bezos has bought some crazy stuff. Like he's a... I think he's worth $200 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Personally, so, not the brand, just him.
Yeah. Right. Just him alone. He has $200 billion. He bought a $500 million super yacht.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the things he spent his money on. He's bought some wacky stuff. He bought a $42 million 10,000 year clock. It's a clock that ticks once a year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very loud.
Yeah.
It wakes up the whole neighborhood when it ticks that one neighborhood. Time.
He also has, no shock here, the largest real estate deal in New York City ever in the history of New York. He bought Madison Square Park, which is actually not too far from where. It's funny, like, if this is the weird thing about New York, I live in a dump. I live in a terrible neighborhood. The other day I was walking the dogs and there were two junkies. I thought they were dead. I called 911. Turns out they were just on the nod. But I live in a neighborhood with like junkies and meth heads and homeless people. And then like a couple of blocks away is Jeff Bezos and his $80 million apartment.
Building.
Yeah.
Probably owns the whole building.
It's three apartments that he put together.
Mm-hmm.
So he, it's like, you know, the penthouse and then the next two. So he basically made
a three-story apartment.
A three-story apartment in a building. It's really up there. It's pretty high up there.
Well, I think now it's just a fight between him and Elon Musk to see who can make more money, who can be worth more when they die.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I still go into that whole thing that after you've made $1 billion, everything after that you have to give back to the to home, feeding the homeless, feeding children, feeding, you know, taking care of people that don't have money, people that have cancer and as a result can't pay their bills. Like after $1 billion, nobody needs more than $1 billion. Anything more, especially somebody that made the money off of the backs of Americans. I think once you've reached $1 billion, at $1 billion and $1, like literally $1 billion and $1, that money should start going back into the country.
I would say that for some people, but somebody like Jeff Bezos, who can have my toothpaste delivered to my front door that I don't even have to go out and buy toothpaste anymore, that's brilliant.
No, no, I'm not saying he doesn't have to do that. He'll still do that. Amazon will still exist. I'm just saying nobody needs $200 billion. He bought a museum. He bought a museum, the Washington Textile Museum, for $23 million so he can convert it into a private home.
Nice.
Remember, he bought Whole Foods. My favorite thing was this week, I think it was like Joe Rogan or somebody, was like, don't shop on Amazon and boycott Bezos and boycott Amazon and don't watch Prime. And then he went on to talk about like how much shopping he does at Whole Foods. It's like, bitch, Bezos owns Whole Foods. Mm. He bought it for, if you don't know that he bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion,
then billion? You don't do,
billion, $13.7 billion. Yeah, Whole Foods Market. Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that Whole Foods is part of Amazon? Like, what an idiot.
Wow. He just got stupid money.
Yeah. And then, of course, as you know, he bought the Washington Post. He bought a newspaper.
Stupid money. Speaking of stupid money, we have a story about stupid money now.
Okay.
So watch out when you go to these festivals, because there's fake money going around. And if you want to know what the fake money looks like, here's what the fake money looks like.
This $100 bill might look real from a distance, but up close, it also has Chinese characters on the back.
Oh.
It's one of three bills passed off Saturday during the Testicle Festival.
The Testicle Festival? Wait a minute. You buried the lead here. I don't care about the fake money. What is the Testicle Festival?
Are stating like, well, I
she runs the Testicle Festival.
A mile away.
No. She has a shirt that said Testicle on it. I love this girl. Can she be my best friend?
So I would just like to mention that the bill felt completely normal.
The bills were passed at each of the two bars hosting the event, plus another
two bars. Look at everybody that showed up.
Wow.
For the Testicle Festival. Not one person wearing a mask. So wouldn't it be shit if you got COVID at the Testicle Festival because you didn't wear a mask?
And the place where they are, it's called Tara's Nut House. This is great. I love the whole theme.
We need to go there.
Yeah, we really do.
Sergeant Nate
Boyd. I don't know why we're not there now.
I don't know why you. Why would you want to go there?
Because most of the fake bills are bought online.
That's a place I want to go.
You want to go there?
The Testicle Festival? Like yes.
It's well marked.
I would feel like I would be an expert. They put me up on stage.
I wonder what kind of games they have at the Testicle Festival.
Characters on it. Other indications that it's not meant to be real money, although they do a really good job making it look.
Is it the kind of thing like you squeeze as much as you can? If you burst it, that's you in like a balloon, like you can burst it.
They have bands.
1,000 people were at the festival on Saturday, and many of those working were volunteers facing long lines. With Memorial Day approaching, this is.
the Nut House.
It's just the beginning for summer festivals.
I love that. Look, I love the fact that as he's telling the story, he's making a motion like he's cupping testicles. look, see, he's moving his hand like that. You have to. If you're at the, that's the only way you could talk. At the, see, there he goes.
Who could be a target?
And I would go there and I would bring coffee and do a cupping. Because that's what they call it when you taste coffee.
Right.
I would do a cupping.
You have to have that sweatshirt.
I know. Testicles.
We're very lucky in the grand scheme of things.
Usually I just have testicles all over my clothes. This way I can actually.
You have them on your chest, which is normal night for you.
A reward for information leading to.
Yeah. So you're telling me at the testicle festival, they're not checking the money very closely.
No, because they're too busy teabagging.
Reporting in Dundas, Jason Zimmerman, Action 2 News.
And there's the dinosaur. This story has everything you've ever wanted. It's got dinosaurs, a nut house, and testicles, and fake money.
It's literally nuts.
Well, I could have seen that from a mile away. No.
She can see him from a mile away.
Are defaced all
the time. I'm pretty good with testicles myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you would go.
Of course, the testicle festival. I've been. I usually just, mine's usually one on one. I mean, this is a lot. This is taking on a lot at one time. I saw how many men were there. But look, if Tara can handle it, I can handle it.
Well, she's got a place called the Nut House, so of course she's gonna host it. Every city should have that, and I don't even know what it is. But do you eat testicles? Do you
what?
Do that?
No. Well, only if he wants me to. I mean, if he's been good, if he does the dishes.
I should have known not to bring this story up. I should have known.
Maybe on his birthday.